Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Monday, 13th of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's there at the helm, and
good
Ben's
morning.
Right next to her. He's our newest producer.
Our intern.
Our intern until after today.
Yeah, good morning. Say hi in the mic.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
There you go.
You're great.
So we're getting them younger and younger. So
love
that's
it.
Okay.
Train
them.
Get them to learn the board and get to know the business.
Do we have a national day today?
Yes, we do. Today is World Kindness Day.
Oh, we need
World
that.
Kindness
World Kindness.
Day. Yeah, we can.
Can I have some of that, please? I think that's just fantastic.
I also need a portion, please.
Yeah, please. You get a portion. Let's have let's have a bite.
Okay, I'm going to be handing kindness out
all right.
Throughout the show.
Okay. Let's do a quick update of the weather. Okay, let me tell you where we are. We're at 47 degrees. If you're just tuning in, it's a beautiful morning. We have decreasing clouds with a high of 65 today, mostly cloudy, and then possible showers tonight with our overnight lows of 47. Now, tomorrow, 80% chance of showers with a high of 54, and our overnight lows of 47. Wednesday, showers once again with 65. And overnight lows of 49. Thursday calls for a slight chance of showers with our 67 highest of the temperature. Then going to be sunny, so that showers will open up and it'll be a beautiful day, partly cloudy on Thursday night with our overnight lows of 49. And then Friday with 66 and showers once again. So,
how many sunny days?
We have a couple. Thursday, but you know, when you've got these 30% chance of showers, 40%, if you look outside right now, it's a beautiful day. So I kind of think when we have these percentages, it moves around. Sometimes it seems like it rains in an area and then it opens up.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may have a wet car parked at, you know, Palo Cedro Holiday Market, if you're there, and then you drive into town and you see this ground is not wet at all.
Yeah, it was storming out there the other day and wouldn't even.
Remember when I left, I was sitting down with Judy Maxwell, to talk about something, and I left and I drove into the black cloud at Palo Cedro, and it poured in that portion of that area going out there. And then we came back, you said, wait, it didn't rain here, but anyway. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. We love the Kinney family. My God, 365-3793. Did we have a week and a weekend? Veterans, and of course the Marine Corps Ball Friday night.
And?
Well, talk a little bit, if you don't mind, just to share with our listeners a little bit about the Marine Corps Ball. Yes, we have a guest, but
We have a brand new guest. You know, we've had over 6,000 guests here on our show. And we have new ones every so often, and we're going to, I guess, get to Nick as soon as I answer Linda's question. Yes, the Marine Corps Ball occurred on Friday night, November 10th, as we do every year on the Marine Corps birthday. It was 300 of my closest friends in there. And, you know, the best thing about it is we get the ones who have been coming there for years, but we had new ones this
right.
year, Marines who had served. And one of them had been the youngest Marine back in 2006. And then gone on in his career, and he was a recruiter. Came back and was a recruiter. And, another young man, I'd say young, they're in their 30s, that's young, they became really close friends and they're living together now.
That's cool.
So
the youngest Marine was 18 and the
just
oldest.
Just turned 18.
You made an honorary member if you'd
we did.
Share with our listeners quickly that story.
Frank Rose, who is a veteran who has supported so many veterans and veterans organizations and veterans events. He's the one that comes in here and sets up times for everybody to speak. And he's been on the Shasta Marines and Friends Committee for, gosh, decades. And we decided to make Frank an honorary Marine on Friday night, and we honored him. His birthday is November 10th.
Yeah.
And he turned 91. Korean War veteran, and the so.
And thank you to Wynn River
that.
Because to the very last minute you were adding people.
Oh, no,
at the very last minute, you were adding people that were calling for tickets.
Next year, my friends, when we put this thing out, you know, it's all going to be in emails. It's all going to be if you can get your tickets early. It's really, really appreciated because trying to add people at the last minute, which we try to do because we don't want anybody to miss the ball if there's any way at it, it becomes difficult for Wynn River, who have treated us magnificently over the years and still continue to do so. I can't say enough about them and Sarah and Brandy and the whole group they have down there. So,
But
that's the way it goes. When you put on something that's got 300 people, and by the way, we can, I think, have more there.
Add more tables.
We can add more tables, but not a lot. But we don't want anybody to miss it, and it's a good evening. And big shout out to Mark Mazzano, our vice mayor, who's also got a DJ business. Did you know that?
I did.
You know that? Yeah.
He did a great job.
He did a great job. And then the Jefferson pipes and drums and Simplify.
And the keynote speaker,
Simplify 2, who presented the colors, and the Sea Cadets, the Shasta County Sea Cadets, were all out there in force. And then James Harker, our guest speaker, just did a wonderful job.
Who came in, you know, just
paid his own way in.
I'm coming. And he's actually very involved with the El Toro.
Air museum down there. It's like a $20 million endeavor of building a air museum at El Toro in the park there. Okay.
Well, I think it's wonderful to segue with the word building and the word empowering. And so we have somebody that we all want you to know. If you don't know the name, it's Nick Zettel.
Yep.
The new face and the who's been 21 years started as an intern with the lowest paid amount and has been with REU, and now you're at the head and the top of your game.
Yep. It's been a long, winding road. But
congratulations. I love the story of that. That means love and respect.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear about Nick Zettel before we get into REU itself.
Sure. So I was actually born up in Lake Almanor, up in Chester, for those of you who know where that is.
I think a lot of people do.
Moved here in, the late 80s, you know, when the mill had shut down, when Collins had shut down, my dad was a teacher. Mm-hmm. So they decided to come off the mountain, so to speak. He took a job with Central Valley High School as a Falcon. And from then on, I went to Lassen View School, Parsons Junior High, Enterprise. Met my high school sweetheart, I've been married to for 21 years, and we have two kids.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. And went to Shasta and actually a little bit of Butte College and then Chico State, and I have a degree in financial management. Between that, I was actually working at Caltrans as a student assistant when I was in college, and the state ran out of money like the state does, and the first thing they do is eliminate student assistants because we're all 1099 contractors, right? I'm walking out of economics. I look up on the board at the college, and there's a job poster, and it says technical intern City of Reading. I was unemployed. I was a student assistant at Caltrans. If I could do Caltrans, I could do City of Red. I didn't know what it was for. I took it off the wall so nobody else could have it, and I applied. And there I went. So it turns out it was for the electric department.
And that was when you were still going to school in Chico?
Yeah.
And then so you came down?
Yeah, came down, interviewed, and I said, look, here's what I know about electricity. High school physics. That's it. The little simple circuit we used to make or the little car, and that was it. And they said, perfect. That's all we want you to know because we don't want you to
train you.
Hey, wait a minute. You're far above me. You have a switch, and then you have enough. Your switch goes up, switch goes down.
That's the circuit.
There it is. Yeah. You can call it anything you want, but it's on or off.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And then they hired you.
Then they hired me, yeah. So
21 years ago.
And from there, I've been, I've worked, you know, at the staff level in long-term planning. I supervised energy trading and scheduling for about 6 years. That was an adventure.
You've been on talking about that before.
I was on with Dan.
That's when you were explaining that.
That's an exhausting job because it starts very early in the morning. You're up at 4. You're in
like
the office.
Like a stockbroker.
Yeah.
Got to open when the markets are open.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be taking your lunch at, you know, 10 in the morning trying to keep your eyes awake, right? But from there, I managed the long-term group, and then I was an assistant director over several groups. And then when Dan Beans left the shop a few years ago, I put in for the job, and I'm glad I did because it's a great outfit. We have some of the best people I've ever been around. And I've met and talked to thousands and thousands of people over the 21 years in the power business, and we have the best team, hands down.
And a great reputation.
Yeah, and we do have a great – and that means a lot to us.
Oh, yeah.
And we work hard every day to manage that. It's a big deal.
Okay. We're here with Nick Zettel, who's the REU director, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business 16 years, going on 17, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. It is a local bank, local board of directors. It's kind of like walking into Cheers. It's kind of like your Cheers of banks here. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson, the newest branch. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th. Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Feast Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Cappy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Cappy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:20 in the morning here on the 13th of November. It's 47 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, Jeff Wurst knows how to repair windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff fixes it, guarantees it for the life of that windshield. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He'll fix it, and he fixes it correctly. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle, and that's car, truck, or RV with the big windows, down to 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business, locally owned, locally run. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here with Nick Zettel, who is a director of REU. Yeah. Started off as lowest paid position as you could possibly be in REU 21 years ago. Mm-hmm. Saw an ad on the wall at Chico University and stole the ad so he could be the only one. I understand that. People do. Oh, if they put it up here, I'll just.
I was a kid.
Hey. Okay. One of the selling points for homes nowadays is electricity.
Right.
We've talked about this before, but House Realty was in there, said they sold a house to somebody for cash. They still had a $2,000 mortgage with insurance and electricity every month because of, you know, insurance. And they were out in PG&E land.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the rates go up, there's still nothing compared to PG&E. Why is that, would you say?
You know, it's a complicated question, of course, and there's many pieces to it. But here's the main difference. So REU, or the Electric Department of the City of Reading, we are publicly owned, nonprofit. So our motivation is to keep rates as low as possible based on what it costs to serve power to our customers. Investor-owned utilities like PG&E or Southern California Edison, San Diego Gas and Electric, their motivation is to return investment to the shareholders. That's their fiduciary duty. And so if you just, at the very core of it, if every day you went to work and you were trying to drive profit, your costs are probably going to be higher. Versus if every day you went to work, you're trying to reduce your costs to keep your costs as low as possible, because that's your mission, and your costs are going to be lower. And you see that across the spectrum. Sacramento Municipal Utility District, rates are low. Roseville Electric, rates are low. Shasta Lake, just to the north of us, their rates are low. Trinity Public Utility District over on Trinity County, the rates are low. It's just a fundamental difference on how it's run.
One's for profit, one's a nonprofit.
One's a nonprofit. And I will say, over the years, the gap has grown substantially between investor-owned utilities and publicly owned like REU.
And it's not only that, but it appears that their taking care of their maintenance of their equipment has become a real problem with them. At least it has in the past.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the way investor-owned utilities earn a return is through building new assets. So building new power lines or building undergrounding power lines, things like that. That's how they get an authorized rate of return from the Public Utility Commission. Doing maintenance on facilities doesn't really provide a return to the shareholders. That's just, it's a kind of a cost pass-through.
Well, that cost pass-through has cost them billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars, yeah.
Because of that short-sightedness.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to have something out there providing power to people and then it isn't maintained, and then because of that, a horrendous disaster happens.
Right. And, you know, and
how can you, they know that they should be putting more money in maintenance.
I think the difficulty is for, you know, I'll speak, say, to PG&E, and I'll let them, of course, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
They speak for their, you know, everybody has a situation. But
sure.
I think their service area is massive.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's, don't quote me, but it's 10-plus thousand square miles, if not more.
I'd believe it.
Crisscrossing every mountainous terrain and valley and river. And so if you look at their maintenance needs versus maybe the staff and the equipment and the funding available, it's almost hard to comprehend. But, you know, they run the business. They're in it for profit, and that's part of the deal.
Yeah, well, hey, when you're telling people you're going to give them electricity and you don't,
right.
I'm sorry, but that's part of the deal.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things, I guess I need to ask on the impacts of this. As we all know, California is trying to go completely renewable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's impacted on us in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And can you give some examples of that and then how we're moving forward with this concept?
Sure. I'm glad you brought that up. We actually, I presented at City Council last week our integrated resource plan. So what that plan does is looks forward 20 years, and it assesses kind of the landscape. What are the rules? What are the laws? What do we have to do? How much load do we think the city of Reading is going to grow in the 20 years? Electric vehicles, electric businesses and homes, you name it.
Oh, yeah.
Or how much is it not going to grow, right? What's our net migration, people moving in, moving out? And what the team does is they run a pretty sophisticated set of modeling to say, given the rules that we have to play by, how are we going to meet the future load? And you're right. I mean, what it's saying is mostly solar with energy storage coupled to it so we can actually control it and release it at the right times of day. And it's a lot of solar. And part of managing that is cost, right? So as we look in our 20-year future, what we're trying to do is keep the Reading Power Plant, our natural gas-fired facility,
sure,
online and operable for reliability and predictability while we are adding more renewables at the same time and trying not to raise rates because we don't want to double the power supply, right? So
right.
It's an interesting dance. But so example in the past is, we've contracted for wind energy in 2006 out of a facility called Bighorn Wind in Washington State. At the time, it was significantly over market, but we had to pay for it because it's the law. Recently, our team executed a transaction for renewable energy, about 2 years ago when we were in kind of a lull.
Yeah.
Folks weren't sure what was going to happen. Our team went and pulled the trigger on, I would say, a fantastic deal now. Starts in 2025, goes through 2035. And I did back in the napkin math the other night. It saves us about $55 million in those 10 years compared to if they had to buy it today.
And what kind of power was that?
It's two solar projects and three wind projects spread around California. Yeah.
Wow. But it's here. I mean, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
We're past if. We're at the when now. Right?
But the idea of relying on solar and wind to a lot of people is kind of scary.
It is. Yeah.
How can it not give you some trepidation? Because wind doesn't blow, sun doesn't shine. Where's our backup?
Right. And I think there's political aspirations.
Of course.
And I think there's physics and reality. And so, you know, what I just saw come across the wire last week is PG&E is requesting to extend operation of the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant for another 20 years simply because the state needs it. It provides 10% of the power supply.
Wasn't it supposed to shut down this year?
It was.
And Newsom himself went out there and said, we got to extend this thing.
Yeah, they were detecting a disaster in the power grid if they start closing down, you know, nuclear and natural gas fired plants. So, interestingly, the state of California has been building new gas fired power plants across the state in what's called their strategic reliability reserve. But they're actually adding gas turbines.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
No, because, again, Newsom, didn't they build a gas turbine down in Yuba that lake? What's the lake down there in, not Yuba, but the big lake down there. that they used for power, and it dried up.
Folsom? Oh, Orville.
Orville. Lake Orville. Lake Orville, right, right. When it dried. Thank you. Right, right. When it dried up, and didn't they put together like a natural gas plant in a week?
Yeah. So, and that's the thing is they waived environmental laws and they
built it, right?
And I think what you're seeing is this is the cross section of hope and reality, right? The hope is to go all renewable. The reality is, the technology isn't there. The energy storage that you need, the long duration storage, isn't there yet. I mean, the concept of using lithium ion, the same thing in our cell phones and the cars that the power grid would use. I mean, how much of that stuff can we get, right? I mean, if you go read, you know, it's mixed and you got to take one from the other. So do you want electric cars to proliferate faster, or do you want the power grid to go renewable faster? So we are starting to see some technology for the power grid that would be long-duration energy storage, but this stuff is 10 to 15-plus years out, right?
Well, I tell you, there's one thing in the military was batteries.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go out on a long-range patrol, and be five to six of us, and we'd be carrying – every one of us would be carrying batteries. Because we were running two, sometimes three radios.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, the batteries did not last that long. Mm-hmm. And so we were all carrying three or four batteries so we could stay in contact.
Heavy stuff.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, you were dropping other stuff off. But battery technology has come a long way since then. But still, it still doesn't have the storage.
It doesn't. And so what we're watching in the power industry is we're looking for energy storage that fits how we run the power grid, right? We can't run the power grid based on how energy storage works today. It's not going to work like that.
No.
So the technology is getting there, and they're working on it every day. I mean, there's hundreds plus billions invested in battery technology around the world.
Oh, yeah, there has to be, because that's the secret. That's the way it's going to happen.
That's the secret. And when they break through that and they test it and it becomes commercially scalable at an economic price, then you'll start to see it come through. But you can only push it so hard.
All right. We're here with Nick Zettel, who is the director of RU, and he's just full of information here that we all suspected, mm-hmm. you know, like batteries and storage. But I was totally – I did not know that the state of California was building gas turbine
mm-hmm.
Energy
– power plants.
Yep. Yeah, because as part of the plan, but it just – it absolutely makes sense right now. I mean, you can't – if you have that wind die down or the solar's not there or more people need it, you got to have a backup.
Yeah, and just to kind of wrap here, because I think we're running short, is our long-term plan, what we have headed down the road is we're going to keep operating the Redding Power Plant as long as we can.
Yeah.
We're not going to prematurely retire it. We're not going to start looking at retiring it until there's a solution that's viable to replace it.
100%
solution. 100% solution that's cost effective. It can't cost 5 to 10 times more. That's not a solution. That's,
no.
Right? And so until we see that, you know, that's the plan. Of course, you know, we'll get more renewable energy and you know, we'll execute where we need to. But, we're not on the tip of the spear here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's getting mid-November, my friends, and Christmas is approaching quickly. Four Winds Jewelry has the ability to make your loved one's Christmas very happy, and then you get happy. They've got a super selection of jewelry. They have it all. They have Native American, turquoise, state jewelry. They've got it all, plus specialty design pieces. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, Four Winds Jewelry. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a local business. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to this Monday edition of KCNR. 96.5 Monday. FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio on KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, and we're going to bring you live read here we call that a live read because we...
It's live, and we read
Well,
it.
We like to do these mentions, and this is about NorCal tractor and equipment.
For all your Kubota needs.
Skid steers. We're not talking about skidding steers across the, you know...
Are we?
We talk about skid steers.
Okay, and tractors. And
you can think of it
one
that
for
way.
Your backyard. They're that small. Get them for a day. Get them for a week. Lease them for a year. Or even better, buy your own tractor. Everybody needs their own tractor. Everything you can imagine. You do it all. They do it local. Locally owned. A young couple owned it. Just built this new facility down in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. How do you know a skid steer isn't for skidding steers?
I want to segue off of that because we are here, of course, if you're just tuning in, we've got, you know, Nick Zettel, who is heading up REU after 21 years of being with me. He's now in the head position, and we really appreciate that because we are REU customers. But I just want to say that when you guys do Garden of Lights, mm-hmm. and I know that you do a lot of work with them in facilitating their needs as well as the Reading Rodeo, and we're very involved with both. And so we think about, like, the electrical needs of what happens with things like that. So thank you so much.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because it, you know, the electrical stuff, we don't really think about it until all of a sudden we need it. We don't get to go to the next page until we figure out the underground stuff and where the vaults are and the transformers.
And the grandstands at the Reading Rodeo. I mean, just the lights there.
Yeah.
What?
No, nothing. I didn't know.
Well, I mean, when you think about lighting things up, just lighting things up.
Reading Rodeo Association put in all those new lights.
They did. Yeah. I was just there actually for the motocross benefit race, which is super fun. And I noticed all the lights were up. But yeah.
Yeah. They put those in and, we're paying them off right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, it's a type of thing that REU and the things you do. You put new lights, or new LED lighting on the streets.
We have.
Oh, my gosh.
Thousands and thousands.
Well, I tell you what, our street went from being kind of dim to where you can play baseball at night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Maybe a little too much.
The thing about it is you don't see people wandering down the street anymore.
Right.
That's for sure.
I had to park my car out in the street the other day, and I just didn't have as much fear when I woke up the next day and went, oh, my car was on the street. But it's right under the light.
I have a picture of a skid steer for you.
Loader. So
let's go on back to where we were, Nick, when we're talking about it's storage, really. That's the big problem.
That's going
to
be
being able to store it. That's going to be it. Well, what about the fact that they want this proliferation of electric vehicles? They want to do away with gas ranges. They want it to go all electric.
Right.
We can only have so many electric vehicles unless we have the infrastructure.
Right. I mean, I the interesting aspect of that is car manufacturers are really good at building cars, and they're really fast at building them. Electric utilities, we're not good at moving that fast and changing the infrastructure. I mean, if you think about how long it took to build the power grid, you know, 100+ years, and how much we're going to have to overhaul and add to it. I don't think the timing's going to line. And you're already seeing it. The timing's not lining up with the amount of chargers that are getting installed around the state versus the interconnection requests with the utilities. And we have a lot right here in Reading, a lot of fast charger requests coming in. The school districts, the heavy-duty fleet shops, of course, Tesla, Rivian. We're starting to see it all over. And interestingly enough, in 2018, a tariff was put on steel to encourage more U.S. steel to be manufactured. Well, when that happened, there's a certain type of long grain-oriented steel, and we'll get too nerdy here, but it's what's used in power transformers.
Mm-hmm.
That 90% of that steel came from overseas. And so a tariff was put. There wasn't a really good solution to replace that long grain-oriented steel, and so now we're in a big transformer crunch here in the United States, a big one. So give you an example, and we can talk about when we talk about rates because I know Linda mentioned that. 4 years ago, a pad-mount green box transformer sits out in the front yard. It was about $5,000. You could get one in about 6 weeks. Now it's about $23,000, and it's 2 years out.
America needs jobs.
It needs to build American-based transformer.
We need everything that our transportation industry, our communications industry, all this infrastructure needs to be here. Because when you start talking lithium, and you know that lithium is in a lot of places that are not friendly to us, and they're getting less friendly.
Does it have to be lithium? Is there another alternative?
Well, I think there's going to have to be.
Yes.
I mean, I just don't think the entire world
is going to be. What about hydrogen?
So hydrogen is an interesting future, probably not so much for our passenger vehicles, but maybe for the medium and heavy duty fleets where.
For the trucks,
where they can run an onboard fuel cell generator essentially, and then it powers an electric drivetrain, but it gives them more range. But again, you have to build that infrastructure. And you have to source the hydrogen.
Wind River is building that hydrogen plant, as you know.
Which is the hydrogen great. Plant. Right. I mean, it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and they're talking about for the I-5 for the trucks.
Right.
So that they can, but then you've got to convert the trucks over.
You have to convert the trucks over, and you have to make the hydrogen. And you have to make a lot of it.
A lot of hydrogen.
It takes about 3 times as much hydrogen to replace whatever you're burning. Natural gas.
And it takes electricity. No, hydrogen,
it sure
right?
does. Right.
You have bought one of the things that I remember when you were on before. It could have been 3 years ago that you were part of. We talked about this early in the show that you buy energy.
Right.
So well, which means that it goes on the market in the morning and you buy for future.
Right.
Well, why don't we talk about this after we come back from this break? We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay. I didn't want to.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Blackbear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Blackbear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Blackbear Diner.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
All Welcome back. Street Talk Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the DeBot. 7:48 in the morning, 13th of November, and about 50 degrees out there. We're here with Nick Zettel, who is the director of REU. And let's get to the favorite part is you're getting ready to issue a press release.
Yes, the part that nobody likes about electric rates.
Electric rates
All right.
are going up.
Yep.
Now, we have to let everybody understand, there was big meetings about the water, trash.
And wastewater.
Mm-hmm. That's going up, too, but that is totally separate from REU.
Right. Yeah, and that's
just, you know, you get all of them on one bill.
And I understand the confusion because you get them all on one bill. And if you come in person to pay your City of Reading utilities bill, you're going to come to the REU building. So naturally, one might think, oh, this is my REU bill. But you're actually getting, you know, four utilities worth of service off that bill. But, yeah, so, you know, Chuck Auckland, the Public Works Director, he recently went to council. They had a public hearing to talk about rates for water, wastewater.
Yeah, I was there for that.
Solid waste, right? Yeah. I think, yeah, the rodeo session lease.
Yeah, rodeo. That was the day to pick because we were in there. We got to hear it.
Yep.
So water and wastewater.
And solid waste.
Right? And solid waste.
So the theme is kind of across the board, even with REU, is the infrastructure. The infrastructure in the city of Reading is getting old.
Yes.
The city's getting old.
They've ripped up our street three times now.
Right. And so we have poles. We have underground wire that's, mm-hmm. you know, 30 plus years old. For example, we have 150 miles of underground cable that needs to get pulled out and replaced. It's there. 150 miles.
Well, we've experienced that with some of the, just in what it is to have underground
radio.
Electricity radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to pull it and replace it.
You have to pull it and replace it. And so we've got natural gas costs for the Reading Power Plant. You know, we're projecting a $20-plus million cost increase in our five-year financial plan.
Mm.
Just for the same fuel, for the same plant.
Because they're just making it harder and harder to produce natural gas?
That's part of it. A lot of the natural gas is getting shipped overseas to where there's a higher price market.
Ew.
The pipeline costs are going up. PG&E recently is moving rates that they charge to ship gas on their pipeline network. Those are moving up. So you put it all together, costs are going up.
Okay.
Some of you may remember the wildfire mitigation plan that we initiated after the car fire.
Mm-hmm.
We actually never went back to council and sought revenue for that program. What we did is we did our best to absorb the costs of that entire program. It's been about 5 years now. And I think our luck's running out. And so, you know, we had a tremendous drawdown on our cash reserves to fund the program. And every year we have ongoing expenses. And it's time now to collect the revenue for that. And I don't think anybody's going to have an issue raising rates a couple dollars a month for wildfire mitigation at all.
So in this press release, so we can kind of finish the segment, what are we looking at? A percentage per bill?
Per bill. So what we're going to request from the council on December 5th, which is the public hearing day, we're going to request 4% general revenue increases starting in January 2024 and another 4% in January 2025. So those are general revenue increases. It'll depend on if you're residential or small commercial, large commercial, and the classes kind of move around. But for a typical residential customer, which I think is probably everybody who's, you know, listening to the show, we're looking at about $6.75 a month for the first year and about $7.50 a month extra for the next year. Now, we heard the other night at council when rates were discussed for the public utilities, this issue of folks that are, you know, on disadvantaged or low income, what are we doing about that? And fortunately, electric, we have the ability, we collect 2.85% of our retail revenue, and we can turn around and offer that in rate discounts.
And that was used the other night saying, well, wait a minute, REU has identified 490 people.
4,200.
Oh, wow, that's a big difference.
4,200
right.
people.
In Shasta County or within the REU.
Just in the city limits.
City of Reading. Okay. That they can help with the electric
right.
rates.
It's called our residential energy discount.
And that was brought up.
Right.
And I said, well, can't we do that with the
other
public
utilities. And I'd say one of the biggest differences is there was an assembly bill, 1890, I think I want to say 1998. It was passed into law that specifically said electric utilities will offer, will collect 2.85% of retail revenue and then turn around and offer it as rebates or discounts. So we do offer some rebates, but I would say 75% of that money goes right back towards discounts to our disadvantaged community.
Well, that's wonderful news because, you know, as we look around and we have $5 gas prices or $4.40 or whatever they are, and you think about the fact that we have everywhere we turn around, our groceries, what we just a year ago, it's $100 more at least for your groceries. So what do you do when you're on a fixed income?
Sure.
I feel terrible for people really, really, that really cent by cent, they're trying to figure out how they're going to live.
Well, absolutely. And so, you know, what we're going to do, propose to the council, is we're going to, as we propose to increase these rates, we're going to propose to increase the discount that we offer to those over 4,000 customers that are enrolled to try to bring that down. And it'll probably be, if we're going to increase $7 a month, we're probably going to try to give a discount of an additional, say, $2 or $3 a month, or maybe a little more, try to bring that down. And I know for a lot of folks, maybe that doesn't sound like a lot or like it doesn't matter, but it matters. It really does. There's, we have over 4,000 or 5,000 customers that, you know, $2, $3, $4 a month, it makes a big difference, right?
Yeah. So, and then, so when you're getting, the double raise,
right,
not only in your garbage and, your water and wastewater, then the electricity goes up.
Right.
You know, now you're talking $25 a month.
Right.
I would
say it's going to be somewhere between $25 to $30 a month.
Combined.
Yeah. So, and there are ways, like with solid waste, with your trash service, you can get a smaller can. I didn't know that, actually.
Well,
I was learning the other night.
And that's the other thing, too, is that that's one of the things I learned, is because all your food waste is now going to go into your green, your vegetation thing, because it's going in. You can now take that large gray can and drop it in half,
right,
because you don't have garbage in there anymore.
Right. And I think, you know, the other thing for us to keep in mind is when we look at our rates and our cost of service, is we look at how are we impacting the median family of four in Reading. So we actually have a metric that we track to say we don't want to cost REU. We don't want to cost more than 2.5% of a median family of four's income in a year. If it goes over 2.5%, starts to raise eyebrows at the kitchen table when we're paying the bills. So we are at about 1.8% of a median family of four's annual income right now. And after these rate increases, we'll still be right about there, because a median family of four's income has gone up from, say, 50-ish thousand a year about 4 years ago to about 89,000 a year now and climbing. So wages.
In Reading?
In Reading. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Wages have increased substantially.
Well, if you go up to $20 an hour for minimum wage.
Right.
Well, the other thing, though, is, yours is like 1.8. What's the public utilities?
So if you put them together, and Director Chuck Hocklin put that on the screen. I want to say he was showing around 2.5%.
It seems to me that that's right.
Somewhere around there.
Something like that when you put it together. And we're like number six in 12 different counties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not in the exact middle. We're still in the lower group of that.
So for REU, we are, last time, I think we saw for last year, we're about the fifth lowest in the state of California of all utilities. Which, you know, and the other thing that it's important, but if you live and you work here and you pay your bill here, it doesn't really matter because you chose to live here for a reason.
Yeah.
But what's important is if this town was served by PG&E, last year, residential customers would have forked over $70 million more dollars, just residential customers only. So that's $70 million that would have left Reading and disappeared forever. But instead, it stays right here.
Yeah.
It stays in your pocket.
It's $70 million more than what was paid.
$70 million more.
Right. Hey, Nick, we've only got like a minute left. So what do you want to kind of leave people with here?
I want to reflect a minute on the as Linda mentioned, the costs of things are going up, groceries, gas. I mean, I think everything's going up except big screen TVs. I'm serious. I mean, insurance, you name it. Big screen TVs don't seem to go. I don't know what's going on there, but we are not tone deaf to this. We 100% understand. And the team we have at REU on our walls, our purpose statement, is to provide safe, reliable, and low-cost power to make the city thrive. That's our mission statement. It's the purpose. And so every day we walk past the posters, we live by it, we talk about it, and we really mean it.
Well, that's a good way to
think. I really love how you tied that up, because you are REU, I believe, has a heart of service.
Mm-hmm.
And more than just serving electricity. You serve the people.
It's our town. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for being our guest.
Yeah,
this
thanks. And we're going to do this again.
Great. And, thank you for having me on.
Well, it's good to be able, and thanks for releasing the putting the press release out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get another little bump. Another bump.
Yep.
But what are you going to do?
Yep.
Anyway, thanks so much for being with us today, Nick Zettel. And we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we're going to have Shasta
College
with us. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Mayor Karen Bass telling ABC 7 Los Angeles.
This is going to be a minute. It's not going to be a day or so, and we need to stick together. So that's why it's going to take massive cooperation for us to get through this, but we can.
Hazardous materials teams on Sunday were removing burned material from underneath the Interstate 10 to make way for engineers to see exactly how much damage was done. That bridge normally accommodates about 300,000 cars every day. Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott has dropped out of the 2024 race. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Scott abruptly made the announcement Sunday night in a development that surprised his donors and stunned his campaign staff, who found out during Scott's Sunday night appearance on the Fox News channel. The South Carolina senator entered the race in May with high hopes, but he and the rest of the GOP field have struggled in a race that has been dominated by former President Donald Trump, despite Trump's 4 criminal indictments and a slew of other legal challenges. I'm Donna Porter.
And President Biden and the Chinese leader Xi Jinping preparing to meet at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit this week in San Francisco. Senator Bill Hagerty says the administration needs to get tough with China.
They are right back where they were before President Trump came into office in the East China Sea and the South China Sea. The militarized islands there, they're threatening trade. They're encircling the Senkaku Islands. They're harassing and threatening all over the region from a military standpoint. Their navy is extremely aggressive. They need to back down on the Taiwan Strait.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
If you're trading or thinking about trading in the stock market, listen up. Last year, a staggering number of Americans were forced to take out withdrawals from their savings. Worse than the dot-com bubble, housing meltdown, or pandemic crash, those could all feel like a blip compared to what some Wall Street analysts expect may be coming as soon as December. Some are calling it the market tsunami, and it could wipe out billions of dollars in the markets. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate, predicted market conditions in advance. Text the word money to 813-813 now to learn more in a free online class. Text MONEY to 813-813. Text the word money to 813-813. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word money to 813-813.
And that's an argument, rather, escalates into a deadly confrontation in Texas. Rhonda Rockstra has more details.
2 children and 3 other people shot at a Texas flea market Sunday evening, and 1 shot later died at hospital. Officers responded to a call of shots fired at Cole's Flea Market in the Pearland area. That's about 17 miles south of Houston late Sunday afternoon. Police say the shooting happened after an argument between 2 people who did not know each other.
That is Ron DeRoxa reporting. Donald Trump's defense team is slated to start questioning witnesses today in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. Attorney Alina Haba told Fox News her client did nothing wrong.
They just want to make it as if there was some sort of corruption and some sort of conspiracy. There was none. There was an accounting firm, there were lawyers, and there were sophisticated lenders that all did their job, and nobody got harmed.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The investigation continues into a deadly barn fire in upstate New York.
Authorities say the blaze that killed more than two dozen racehorses at a track was deliberately set. State police say the horses died early Thursday when the barn at the Tioga Downs Casino Resort Complex was set on fire. A 32-year-old Athens, Pennsylvania man has been charged with arson and burglary. Authorities say one person who entered the barn in an attempt to save horses suffered second-degree burns. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal rule that goes into effect next month could make it easier for millions of workers to unionize at big companies like McDonald's. The National Labor Relations Board rule sets new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers. It could force big companies to participate in labor negotiations alongside their franchisees or contractors. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to this 8 o'clock edition here on KCNR. Boy, I'll tell you, we've got a lot of moving parts here. Shasta College just came in. Oh, my gosh. Peter Griggs does the best job of bringing in always departments from Shasta College. And today we've got the farm and ag sciences in. We're really excited about that. Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. Wasn't that great with our REU moment?
It is. And today is the 13th of November. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina and Ben are in the control room doing their control things and whatever they are.
Pushing buttons.
National what?
World Kindness Day.
Yes. Okay. Never mind. They can't talk because we have our fourth.
That's all
our
right.
Fifth
it's
microphone
all good.
Open.
It's all good, you know.
Hey.
Decreasing clouds today with our highs of 65 if we're going to go right into the weather here. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then showers with the overnight lows of around 47. Tuesday, looks like we have about 80% chance of showers. If you look outside right now, we have glorious skies. But our highs tomorrow will be just 54 with our overnight lows of 47. Wednesday calls for showers once again with our highs of 65, about 30% chance of showers, into increasing showers on Wednesday night with our overnight lows of 49. Thursday calls for slight chance of showers with our skies looking and our temperatures around 67, but mostly sunny on Thursday night. And we don't really have any gusts of winds coming up, but it looks like the new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible for today and tonight. But other than that, I bounced around, but that's the weather. You can kind of get a gleam of what's happening here on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're going to have showers. Get ready for that. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. This is all off the cuff, by the way. This is not written in front of me, so I'm bing, bang, boom.
Better known business.
3793.
Better known business that gets discounts to seniors and veterans? Is that?
That's exactly right, Carl.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Peter Griggs brought in ag sciences today. Okay, it's one of our favorite times because we hear things during the breaks that are just scary.
they have the Christmas tree sale coming up.
I'm talking about the pigs and all the other things that are happening.
Oh, yeah. Nothing scary.
Audra Harrell is here with us. Audra, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, hey, living the dream here. It's Monday. Okay. Now, Audra, what is your portion of ag sciences?
So I'm the agriculture instructor. My training, though, is all in animal science. So I have a PhD in animal science. And, so I get to teach all of the kids about general agriculture and animal science. And, yeah, we have a good time.
Okay, general agriculture is everything from plowing fields?
Well, it's ag business, it's ag economics, ag education, and then, the animal science side of it is kind of my specialty, so that's where most of my classes are.
When you're teaching ag science and ag business, you get into the, I mean, the plowing of fields and,
yes.
and those kind of things?
Yeah, absolutely. So our students that we have here today are actually part of our farm dorm program, and one of their responsibilities is not only taking care of the animals on the farm, but taking care of the fields and the pastures on the farm. So they learn how to, you know, get those fields ready for seed and to seed, and then watering, irrigation, plowing and harvesting, and preservation. So, like hay,
okay.
they learn how to do all the hay.
Yeah.
We harvest all of our own hay. So
you do,
yeah. Well, with the exception of alfalfa right now, but we're in the works for alfalfa.
Well, we're experiencing, and that'll be something I would love to talk with you guys about later when you talk about the sugar content in hay.
Mm-hmm.
And as we go through what we have with different horses out where we board our horse, it's interesting to have, you know, to hear about people testing hays that do affect, you know, some of the nutritional aspect of horses and different various diseases that they have or what they're carrying. It's interesting. We've been going through this last year. Do you teach that?
Sure. So I teach an animal nutrition class. And so in that class, the students are going to learn about different aspects of nutrition, protein, carbohydrates, fats, and how all of that stuff affects animal performance and growth. And when you're talking about things like sugar and hay, you're probably talking about alfalfa because horses, you know, a lot of horses will eat alfalfa. And when you cut it, and the weather definitely has a role there. And, you know.
Can people come in and audit your class?
Yes, absolutely.
For that class?
Yeah, so animal nutrition is taught in the springtime, so
okay.
that's the spring.
I can plan ahead.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to our students. We have Becca Hammond and Seth Peterson. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
So you guys get to live on the farm.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, do you go home and say, are Mom and Dad going, wait a minute. You're living on the farm and going to school in the quarters. Is it just awesome to share your stories?
It is. Definitely my parents didn't expect me to be anywhere else in life at this stage, so they're really happy for me because it's truly a really cool experience. So
they didn't expect you to be anywhere else. Do you mean anywhere else but ag, or just anywhere that you're going to still be living at home with them?
Yeah, well, they definitely expected me to be somewhere outdoors,
okay. Yeah.
Relating to animals in some way. I was always that kid bringing animals in. Can we keep it as a pet? Can we keep it as a pet? And so in a place where I can walk out my back door and have animals to my disposal and pets and different things like that, that's definitely where they expected me
okay.
to be.
And what about you, Seth?
So when I got out of high school, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I had heard about the Shasta College Farm Dorm Program, and our neighbor's son had actually went through the program, and I figured, well, you know, I can work on a farm, go to school, and it's something I've been pretty used to, so I figured to kill two birds with one stone, buy some time, figure out what I want to do with my life, but also, you know, stay involved with the ag and just, you know, have a good time working on the farm.
What's your, what do you look at for doing with your ag education? I mean, you've got 2 years here, and then what happens?
So right now, when I graduate, I plan to go into the military, but right now I just want to get my major is in business right now, so I just want to kind of have that as a backup plan. So if I want to do anything else right now, I just don't intend on going into the military after college.
You know what branch?
Army.
All right.
I'm going to go be a Ranger.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Rangers are okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Becca?
My plan right now is to go into the ag education field, so be a high school FFA teacher somewhere in California. I had a really good experience with my FFA teachers in high school, so kind of put me on this path.
Well, isn't our FFA, like, I mean, really highly rated? Didn't they just win something? Did anybody hear about that? One of our FFAs around here won some kind of competition?
Teacher Ardua?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure one of the students from California won Creed National at the National FFA Convention.
Yeah, yeah.
Not from Reading. They were from
Gridley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's close. Yeah.
Wow, everybody, that must be an interesting convention.
Everybody thinks if you're north of Sacramento, we live in one town.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
one spot.
Have you ever been to that convention?
Yeah, so I've competed at the National FFA Convention twice. My junior and my senior years for competitions that I had won the year previous in California. So.
And what did you enter in?
My first year competing, I was in floriculture. So it's kind of the construction of floral design, but also the greenhouse aspect of it. So a lot of horticulture-based topics. And then my second year was actually Agricultural Issues Forum. So it's kind of like a skit that we put on based off of an agricultural issue, which ours was neonicotinoid-coated seeds, which is a pesticide. So just kind of doing that research and then providing that information to judges, answering questions. I had a team with four other girls, and so it was really cool to be able to deep dive into that research.
Ooh, pesticides, good and bad.
Yeah. There's definitely pros and cons to all sorts of pesticides, and so having that knowledge going into even just, you know, grocery shopping, I feel like it was really important for me to be able to learn that, especially at such a young age, because now I walk through the grocery store shelves and I know what happened to those plants, even from the seed. So,
man,
yeah.
So you look at things, look at a package of beans, and you look at them and you go, no.
How they were sourced.
Do you ever do it? No, I'm not going to eat those.
Well, no, not necessarily. It's kind of almost the opposite. I see, you know, labels like non-GMO, all organic, yeah, all natural, things like that. And I know exactly what the USDA outlines of those certifications and what those labelings actually mean. And a lot of times it's almost the direct opposite of what the public is led to believe. And so being able to have that exactness and that knowledge going into life, I feel like is truly important.
That's a whole interview. We've got to have you come back on that, because it's almost like a bill when you go and you vote and it says vote yes on, but it's exactly the opposite. You have to read that fine line and study it, because it's exactly, you know, so that is a fascinating, and I think it affects us all. Well, I know it affects us all from the time that, from infants until now, if we were to really focus on that, how that could really help change our health standard.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, let's take a quick break, if you don't mind. This portion,
yes,
of the show,
Colonel,
brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. And this program's mission is to reduce the number of serious falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. It's a no-cost program to those in the program. And for more information, call 530-842-1687. That's PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. And we'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles, along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, we're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, the only one with the Da Vinci XI robotic system. Less pain, less intrusive, faster recovery times. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I could do a shout out to Mike Moffitt.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of ours got hit by a car in Old Shasta. And it's
walking
it's
across the street.
Just amazing at night. Got hit. And he is screwed up. In the sense of when you get hit by a car doing like 45 miles an hour, it does things to your body. He's in the hospital. He's texting to people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this just happened like
Thursday.
Happened Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Wednesday night. And he's got a smile on his face, and he's not taking pain meds. So figure that one out.
Where do you go in your body to, like, leave your body, obviously.
We're talking about broken pelvis. We're talking about, broken femurs. We're talking,
I would say give me a drip. Let me go. Keep that drip going.
Just keep me unconscious until everything's healed.
Anyway,
big shout out to Mike.
Yeah.
And I know you're fighting it, buddy. And I hope you feel better.
Amazing.
Okay. We're here with Shasta
Audra
College.
Hall. And Audra Harl, Audra Harl. Good, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
An instructor over at Ag Sciences and Becca Hammond and Seth Peterson, who are both, you're both out in the dorm, the farm dorm. Is that what it's called?
Yes, sir.
Farm dorm. Okay. I love it. Now, something big happening. The Christmas tree sale is coming, and the country Christmas fair is on. Can you tell us about it?
So it is happening one weekend only, and it will be the first weekend in December, which is the 2nd and 3rd of December. We open at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we are open until 5 o'clock in the evening. So come on down. I would recommend coming early on Saturday.
Well, you were saying at the break the trees are delivered on the 30th.
That
so
is
can
correct.
Anybody get a fresher tree?
I mean, I don't think so.
I mean... And they're beautiful. We've had them years.
Well, they cut them when the Wednesday afternoon. They put them on the truck, and the truck leaves Wednesday and drives.
And where are they at? Where do they come from?
They're coming from middle of the state, Oregon.
Mm. Okay.
If you ask me the exact name of the place.
No, that's okay. We bought our tree there last year, and it was perfect. It was the best tree I've ever had.
They're beautiful.
And I've cut them down out in the woods. I brought squirrels home. I mean, everything. And this one was absolutely perfect. It was full, and it was symmetrical. But it didn't smell.
Yeah.
And that is that because it's a hybrid or
it,
something?
It depends on the variety of tree
okay.
that you get, for sure.
That's
some
okay.
of them have a little bit more of a scent to them.
Well, yeah. Here's the beautiful thing, is that, you know, you can go to a lot, and that's great, but when you go to Shasta College, you know that the money is going to go towards these programs. So we love that fact, and it's the annual Christmas tree sale. Again, it's the second and third, where you also can get breakfast, lunch, snack foods, and hot cocoa and coffee.
And there's more.
And you have some
what
local
else,
art.
What else do you have, Audra?
Yeah, so we actually also have our Country Christmas Fair going on at the same time, which is inside. So even if there is a little bit of weather, which we definitely had last year, even if there's a little bit of weather, it's inside. So we have a bounce house free to the kids. We'll have some crafts, free crafts for the kids. And I understand that Mr. Claus and Mrs. Claus will be making an appearance
Ooh.
To, you know, talk to the kids about what they'd like for Christmas from 12 to 1 on both Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
So, you know.
What about animals?
So there's always animals. We have baby goats right now. We're expecting more later in December, but right now we have a handful of little ones on the ground, and they will definitely be making an appearance. We also have our alpacas. We'll probably be wandering around. They are there for guardianship over our goats. They keep the coyotes away, but they also like to show themselves off and walk around, and people can pet them and things like that. So, yeah, we'll definitely have some
of the animals out
there.
I didn't know that alpacas were guardians of goats. That's something that's a takeaway today.
They're new to the college. So, I guess we got them in May. April,
well, alpacas, donkeys. Donkeys are death on coyotes. And,
we talked about donkeys, and we decided they were a little bit too dangerous with the students around. And we got a very generous donation from Arapaho Rose Alpacas. Picktoots.
We've got socks
farm.
From there.
So, you know, we paid for one of them, and the other one kind of just came with
it. just walked into the trailer and said,
"Hey, buddy system."
Yeah, they need to have a buddy.
Yeah.
So, but they've been doing a great job. I haven't seen a coyote in that pasture with those goats since we put them out there. So.
That's fantastic. Well, let's go to Becca and Seth. Becca, let's start with you. What is one of the favorite things when you talk with a friend or you call home about what's happening with your experience at the farm?
So I definitely feel like the farm is a cool and unique experience, but what really sold me on it and continues to kind of make me feel like I definitely made the right choice for myself was not only am I on hands-on every single day at the farm and learning new things, but I kind of have a built-in family that you get put into when you join the farm dorms. So you live with people and you work with them, and you know, over, I think it was a week, we were all best friends already. And so being able to have people that you can rely on in college, especially when you're away from home and away from family, it's definitely, it's cool to have all of those things figured out for you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Gridley.
Okay, you're from Gridley. Did
yeah.
you already say that and I just kind of went past me? Or
no, you're good.
No, Gridley won the,
yeah.
I think, the championship.
Yeah, you're from Gridley, and you've come here, and it's like you've got your own little bunch of friends because you all get up early and work all day long and taking your classes, taking care of the animals. What about you, Seth?
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's built-in family. We all go to work together, eat together. It's really just
and you're
fun
from,
time.
And you're from around here?
I'm from East Nicholas. It's
East
10 Nicholas. Minutes south of Yuba City, Marysville area.
Oh, okay. So it's a little ways away.
Yeah, it's a big farming area.
Why do you want to go in the I love it because I'm a veteran. Why you made this decision, obviously, to go in the Army?
Yeah, I mean, it's just I've seen all the movies. It's been a big part of my life. Veterans Day, me and my dad would always go down and watch parades and, you know, thank the veterans and all this stuff. And just military culture has been a big part of
my life.
I wish
I had known this. I'd have brought you to the Marine Corps ball on Friday night. You'd had a great time. You'd had a great time.
Because all branches are there.
All branches are there. So, So
a lot of young.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for this.
Yeah.
You know, don't feel like there's any undue pressure, but thank you for wanting to come in and serve our country. It's only like 1% of the nation.
Yeah.
If it ends up being in the military.
Yeah, no, and especially in a special operations career
Rangers.
Field.
Yeah. Ranger school. Yeah, you can practice that by just going out, and not sleeping for a week.
Oh.
And having Becca chase you around and yell at you and then go out there and try and steal a goat from the llama.
Oh, no, that's
or the alpaca.
Everyday occurrence. We every morning I wake up and I go run and then I help feed, and especially with our last when the kidding process was happening, the goats, when they were patting their kids, we'd have to wake up and take night checks every 2 hours. So we'd split it about. I would take one of 12, she'd take one of 2, 4.
Well, where are the rest 20%. Of the guys? I mean, I'm hearing you two.
Yeah.
Are they out there too?
Yeah, so we all are split on different units. So me and Seth, we're unit partners for the goat unit, but there's 2 people on cattle, 2 people on pigs, and then 2 people on maintenance and irrigation. So
I love this.
Yeah.
You know, no, I mean, I love it every time you come in. You know that, Art. In fact, you know, hey, I'm going to bring in the agricultural guys. And I thought, okay, maybe we can squeeze an hour out. But then when you brought in the horticulture, I said, oh, God, an hour with horticulture. I tell you what, I would say, wait, it's not enough time. And it's wonderful, first of all, having young people coming in here. This is, you know, you obviously are interested in this and in the farm. So we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's a better-known business. It's locally owned, locally operated. They give great haircuts, the only place I've had my haircut since I moved to Reading. They work by appointments and walk-in. So, but if you want an appointment that works on your schedule like mine did on Thursday, I gave him a call at 530-244-9478. But like I said, sometimes if there's open spots and you walk in, you get your hair cut there. And remember, it's man's last stronghold. There are no, this is not a hair salon. This is a barber shop. Hoorah. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from 4 different car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier!
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:34 in the morning here on the 13th of November. We survived the Marine Corps Ball Veterans Day and Sunday.
We were out at the Igo Cemetery for Saturday's event.
I tell you what, it was beautiful. And there was a lot of people out there. It was a beautiful day. Local schools were out there singing and bands were playing, and it was just the service is only like about 40 minutes, but there were a lot of people, and you got a chance to, if you haven't been out to Igo lately, when I first moved here, it was the cemetery was here, but now, these years later, it is filling up. There's over 8,000 graves out there. And they were honored on Saturday. It was beautiful. Mm. It was beautiful. World War II veteran was there. It's something, if you've never seen Igo out off of Gas Point Road, you need to go out there and take a look at it. It is beautiful. There's a chapel out there. It's beautiful. The chapel built by Senator Maurice Johannesson. In fact, the cemetery is out there because of Senator Maurice Johannesson, and it is such an appropriate place there. 17,000 veterans live in Shasta County, and that's veterans that didn't count their families. So it's a significant number of our county. But we're here with Shasta College, and we're having a great time. Audra Harrell, who is the instructor out there in Ag Sciences, and then Seth Peterson and Becca Hammond are here. They're both students out there. Seth's, marking time and get his certificate or his AA.
I'm going to major in business.
Okay, and he's in business, but he's living out there at the dorms on the farm because he enjoys that. But he's going to go into the Army, go to Ranger School, and Becca is going to become a teacher. I think that's great.
In
FFA.
Well, the Shasta College Farm is an actual working farm. And I evidently at the break we hear things. You've got fields like three different fields or more. What is growing out on the field? What do you guys take care of on a daily basis? Just tell us, give us a visual.
So our unit is goat unit. Besides obviously the goats, we also have hay fields. We have alfalfa, straw, and what other?
Well, we just planted we call it just a pasture mix that's got different types of grasses that make for good hay for our animals.
I'm going to politic you to see if you can grow low sugar hay out there. Okay.
We don't test it for sugar, so we could get it tested, but we don't normally.
Okay, so what's your typical day look like then?
It's funny because every day on the farm looks a little bit different.
Yeah,
there's always things going on. But typically we start off with the morning feeding for the goats. So running goats out to a different field every morning.
And how many goats do you have, approximately?
We have approximately 40.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. 40 does, and then we have 3 bucks. So.
Okay, and then how many babies do you have?
Right now we have 7 babies, but we will be having more in December. So.
Okay. And they've been liking to have triplets. We've had a lot of
what?
Yeah.
So. Well, you know, goats can do that, but like all animals, if they've got a solid food source, they have a tendency to have more, if I understand this right,
it's true.
Even out in the wild.
And there's some genetics, I think, at play here also, because it just seems like we have a lot of triplets and quads, which is 4, so...
It's 4?
Not it's not ideal because they only have 2 teeth, but, you know, we've been having
a lot. So what do you borrow another one?
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
Okay. I understand.
It's very tribal.
Okay, so you feed them in the morning, turn them out into their fields, and then what else?
Yeah, so depending on, you know, the type of babies that we have, sometimes there's bottle babies, and so that means, you know, either milking one of the does so that we have milk to give it, or... even just milk from the grocery store, feeding those babies, and then any other chores on the farm. So whether it's working on equipment that we have, making sure that all of our equipment's running correctly, or plowing fields, making sure that they're seeded correctly and on time, all the hay is covered and stacked, just kind of little oddball jobs. It's different every day, but it's enough to keep you busy. So.
And then in between, you're taking classes.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So how many classes a day do you take?
So I currently have 17 units.
Okay.
4 of those are actually what's called worksite learning, which is on the farm. So we get credits for the amount of hours that we're working on the farm, which is a really cool experience because you don't always see that in other colleges where you can get credits for the hours that you're putting in outside of your regular classes. But other than that, classes with Dr. Audra or online classes, and then your basic general education classes.
That's right, Dr. Audra.
So, Audra, right. Dr. Gail, yes, is that what we want to call you, Dr. Audra?
My students that work on the dorm usually just call me Audra.
Okay.
How
so what are some of the certificates and some of the what can you take from these classes?
Sure. So we have several associate's degrees that are specifically for transfer students. We call those AST degrees. And they are associate's degrees, but they are essentially on agreement for articulation into a CSU system. So like Chico State or Fresno State, those are kind of our 2 top ones that we send students to. We also have associate of science degrees, so our agriculture business degree is an associate science degree. You can still transfer with it, but there's a few more units, so it's kind of a standalone degree. We also have our ag education degree, which is associate science degree. So we also have several certificates that are available, but the majority of our students come into the program with the expectation of transferring to a 4-year program. So our degrees are kind of developed around that.
Some of your students, can they just, when they leave and they have their associate's degree, do they go off to other jobs or things like that?
Some of them do, but I would say 80% or more are expecting to transfer. But you could go into an entry-level ag position with an ag business degree. A lot of employers now are expecting you to have a minimum of a bachelor's, and so they would have to transfer. A lot of entry-level positions now are bachelor's or higher. So, but we do have students that are planning to go back to a family farm or things of that nature, and they are just trying to get a handle on, you know, running the business side of things or learning some of the new technologies that are available to help them better manage, you know, their property or their farm. And so a lot of those students will finish their 2-year degree and then go back to the farm. We do see that quite a bit, too.
Do you see a lot of... A lot of times, farming's not an easy job. We all know that. Farming's a very hard job, like ranching. Do you see the kids coming in that are going to go back to the farm? Is it less of them than it has been in the past?
Yeah, I would say so. But you also have a lot of kids coming in that don't have any experience with agriculture at all, but they want to get into it, which is harder. It's harder and harder to do that because it's so expensive. There's a huge barrier to entry there just with the cost of starting anything, just any business really, but especially agriculture because of the amount of equipment and the amount of you know, loans that you would need. So we do have a lot more students coming in that don't have a farming background, but that want to get into agriculture. They want to do something different than a corporate 9-to-5. And, you know, ag is not the easy choice. Yeah. So they don't
Instead
do
of going 9-to-5, they do four to midnight.
24/7, 365.
And then go out again.
Yeah. So yeah. They, you know, students that are in agriculture, that's one of the reasons I love teaching ag students so much. They do it knowing that they're not going to be millionaires. They do it knowing that they are feeding the world and they are stewarding the land and they are stewarding the animals, and I think that's one of my favorite things about teaching in ag.
That's beautiful. Okay, and I do want to remind everybody before we take this break that when you go out on December 2nd and 3rd and you go to the farm and get your Christmas tree, you'll have one of the ag students going to tie it up, carry it up front, wrap it up, and place it on your or in your vehicle for you. So, I mean, talk about service.
All
the proceeds are going to go towards the ag leadership team. And so what does that money go for?
So in the springtime, our ag leadership team will be able to go do different tours and stuff for different agriculture facilities. So whether it's different colleges that we could eventually transfer to or different programs that are available to ag students. It kind of funds those tours, and so it broadens our horizons and it's a gateway for us to kind of find a different path if we don't have one already.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about that. And I want to hear what the public relations guy does. Seth, you've got it on your coat, so now you can explain to me what public relations for the Shasta College Agricultural Group does. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
And happy Monday. Yes.
Welcome back.
It's Monday morning here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Bot. 8:49 in the morning here on the 13th and 51 degrees out there, going up to 68 today. Something like that.
Oh, you put me on the spot. Let me
see. Just kidding. Yeah. No, you know what?
65.
We'll see.
You were close.
Close. And we're here with Shasta College with the Ag Department, and Dr. Audra Harl, who is the instructor out there, and Becca Hammond, who is one of the students, and going to be, when she graduates from here, is going to go off and get her degree in teaching so she can teach FFA, and Seth Peterson, who is the public relations officer of the Shasta College Agricultural Group, and he's going to get his, he's doing financial management, but then he's going into the Army here. And congratulations on that. The big thing here is the big tree sale that's coming on the 2nd and 3rd. It's only those 2 days, my friends. And what happens is somebody follows you around. Until you pick out the tree, you have them kind of, you know, oh, can I see this tree? Can I see this tree? And there's lots of trees. Till you find that perfect tree, and then the student grabs it, takes it over, they put it in that that net, throw it in the back of your truck or on top of your car, whatever you want. But there's a lot more going on. You got a petting zoo. You got hay rides going.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting.
And poinsettias to
Santa
sell.
Santa Claus is going to be there for a while. Poinsettias, and they have beautiful ones there. And the money that is raised there stays right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% of the money raised goes directly back into our ag leadership program. Last year we gave out around $10,000 in scholarships to both our transferring students and our continuing students just to help with books, help with tuition. And then as Becca was talking about, we fund a we call it an industry tour where students get to go and visit different places of California agriculture. So we look at, different schools, but also different ways of growing things. And then we also sponsor some community events on the farm. So we had our community day on the farm that kind of started emerging out of COVID and was so popular that we've brought it back every year since then. So that's in October. So the Ag Leadership Club sponsors that as well. We had some community sponsors this year, which was great because that event is completely free to the public. So anybody can come and bring their kids and just have a safe fall day at the farm. So the money goes directly back into the farm and its programs.
Okay. Seth, what does the public relations guy do?
So public relations does anything relating to the public. Like right now, where if we need to come up to a talk show and really talk about ag, and my main job is running the Facebook. So really just getting the message out there about any events we may have and just kind of getting the word out about what we're going to do to the college and just getting the word out.
Okay. And how many of you are in the dorm?
We both are.
Yeah, I know, but is it just two of you?
There's eight total of us, yeah. So, yeah, we've got six other roommates back at home.
And you live right there on the farm. I've seen it. Yeah.
I bet you the selection has to be hard because there would probably be a big list. Am I wrong?
Sometimes there isn't. Sometimes there isn't. So it is a lot of work. And you have to be willing, they have to work a minimum of 14 hours a week, and that pays for their essentially housing, so they don't pay rent, but it's more than 14 hours. It's you know, it's essentially like a full-time job and then also taking classes. So they do have to go through an application and interview process every year. And, yeah, I mean, this past year we did have a decent amount of applications. Coming out of COVID, I would say we're still kind of recovering from that in general, you know, as far as our numbers.
So is the world.
Yeah, no, yeah, so. Exactly. No yeah. more no more so yeah. than anywhere else. So, but this past year was the most we've had since COVID. So.
Well, we know Beth is going to become a teacher, and Seth's going to go in the Army. But what are the kind of jobs are there out there for kids or young people that go through the ag?
Well, with our ag business degree, which is one of our more popular agriculture degrees, we see a lot of students going into you know, agribusiness management, so working for the farm credit or working in ag loans or working for the USDA. You know, we have students wanting to start their own business, so, you know, managing their own, you know, seeding company or managing their own livestock company. We see a lot of students going into ag accounting as well, so again, like working for the Farm Bureau or working for agri-credit unions or things like that. We have a lot of our animal science students that come in wanting to be veterinarians, which we encourage, but also encourage them to have a backup because realistically about 10% of them will actually go on to be accepted into vet school. So there are a lot of options outside of vet school that students may not realize. So, you know, I'm...
How about vet techs, things like that?
So we...
Absolutely.
Vet techs have kind of their own program. It's kind of like being a doctor versus being an RN, like uh-huh. the difference between what the programs would look like. We actually don't have a vet tech program currently, but we are in discussions about bringing it back. We used to have one several years ago, and we are in discussions about bringing it back with some of the local vets in the area because apparently there's a big need there.
Yeah, that's what I understand,
big need.
It's harder to get in vet school, veterinary school, because of numbers for the main thing,
yeah.
than it is regular medical school.
It's true, and yeah. there are fewer veterinary schools in the country than there are medical schools, so it is much more difficult to get accepted. So, but you know, vet techs are also needed, just like good nurses are needed.
Sure.
So, with animal science, you know, there's a lot of diversity there. You can go into animal nutrition, and you can work for, you know, feed companies, you can work for pharmaceutical companies, you can work in animal research, you can work in herd management. There are just so many things outside of the veterinary industry, you know, that you can do with an animal science degree. So just like an ag business degree, they're very diverse.
I mean, you have cattle out there, mm-hmm. right, and pigs and goats. Do you teach things like the diseases and things they have? So somebody, you know, for management, then I guess.
So, I mean, we don't have a disease-specific class, but that's definitely a part of all of our animal science
sure.
classes. There's usually a module or a unit that's about diseases and diagnoses, and students learn how to do things like, you know, take blood samples. And
that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Like, do you have like a...
checking for parasites
right.
and,
so they
and
would,
things
do,
like that.
Yeah. You have to do the microscope for that kind of thing to see if they've got worms or whatever.
Yeah. My students are actually doing that today in lab. They don't know it yet, but they're
okay.
doing that today.
Well, that's interesting.
You get to look
I mean, that's
worms.
That's a forever skill.
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, if you're planning to have livestock, you know, these are skills that I don't think anybody should graduate with an animal science degree.
And give shots and kind of know... what dosage and for what?
Well, you can ask these guys.
Yeah. So, do you feel like you could take care of your own animals with that?
Absolutely. There's. I feel like we're constantly, you know, diagnosing and treating and different things like that. Checking for mastitis, especially in our goats right now, is important. Parasite levels. The fluctuation in temperatures right now has really done a number on our goats' respiratory systems. So just making sure that everybody's happy and healthy and, if need be, giving those shots, correct dosages, correct placement, just to make sure that everything's, you know, going smoothly on the farm and that we're not neglecting any needs that our animals might have.
So, Seth, do you want to tell them about when you first got here and you'd never even given a shot before?
So when I first came here, I had very little hands-on experience with animals when it comes to that part, and I'd never given an animal a shot. And now I've given definitely my fair share, especially with these baby goats. It's really just kind of skyrocketed my experience because I've given shots to cattle, the full-grown goats we have, the does, to the babies that where when you go to give them a shot, you have to have a special needle that's only about a centimeter in length so you don't puncture through both ends of the skin, and you have to make sure you give, like Becca said, right amount of dosage. Make sure if you're giving them like a strong sedative, you give it on one side one day and the other side the other, and you don't want to mess that up. And it's just really just all this time on the farm is just really
I just remember Seth, you know, because we were out there and we had, I don't remember exactly what we were doing. I think we were given an injectable dewormer, and it was, school hadn't quite started yet, and I was like, okay, you guys are going to come and you're going to give a shot. And he was just like, I've never given a shot before. And I was like, oh, well, we're going to fix
now
that
you
can right
give
now.
Shots.
And now it's like nothing.
There
so,
you go.
It's kind of
hey,
fun.
Thank you all
we're
so much for being with us today.
And yeah. Remember, for everybody listening, December 2nd and 3rd out at Shasta College at the farm for the Christmas trees, the poinsettias, the petting zoo, and
fair,
know that all your funds
going
are going to go towards their scholarship program and helping out this wonderful program.
It is, and we so much appreciate Dr. Audra, you bringing in a different group each time, and each student you bring in is really positive about everything there. So
they make
and
me proud.
Becca and Seth, good luck. And
hey, thank you, Peter.
Yeah, and Peter Griggs, as usual, another.